With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Farm labor shortages are hitting farmers across the country and right here at home very hard. But it's not a problem that's gone unnoticed by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. As part of his nationwide listening tour, Perdue was in Richland recently with Representative Dan Newhouse to talk with producers looking for answers.
Obviously, statutorily is the best way to go, and I know that Congressman Newhouse and McMorris Rogers are looking for the opportunity to vote on a legal agricultural workforce later. They've been promised that. That's the best way to get it done.
But Perdue says this is not about illegal immigration.
Regardless of the rhetoric you hear from President Trump over illegal immigration, many people don't like to differentiate that. He's talking about illegal immigration, but he absolutely knows that we need a legal guest worker program for agriculture that works. And I know that Dan and Kathy do as well, and that's what we're trying to work toward. And we need it sooner rather than later because we're seeing people not grow things because they can't get it harvested.
Newhouse added they hope to have some answers soon.
We're working hard in Congress to try to get something done as it relates to ag labor. The Speaker and the Majority Leader have committed to me and others publicly that we will have a vote this July. It's not going to be easy, though.
That bill hasn't yet been released, but it could include an H-2A replacement and an E-Verify requirement for ag employers. Tune in tomorrow for more on Perdue's ideas to streamline the guest worker program.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.